Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And my co-host, the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo, who is looking amazingly radiant today, wearing a what appears to be a football jersey or something that's kind of off the shoulder on one side. Very, 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 very sexy.
How can a football jersey be sexy?
Alisa, I suspect that if you put a potato sack on, you could make it look sexy. So let's just leave it at that.
It's really not a jersey, but okay. Yeah, thanks for the description.
There you go. There you go. What is it, like a little workout shirt? Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. So anyway, welcome back to another episode of Casual Friday. We've got lots of great things to talk to you about today. But before we start talking about what we want to talk about, I have some distressing news that I have to talk about first.
Okay.
We entered into an agreement in good faith with a company called For Sport Life, who is the company that makes Shaker Pro.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed to advertise with us under the basis that we were going to give away a set number of free Shaker Pro bottles every single month, starting at the beginning of the campaign. They enlisted someone who I have a lot of respect for, Andy Heyman, a bodybuilder, as their spokesperson. And we launched a campaign and told our audience that we were going to be giving away 18 free Shaker Pro bottles every single month for the period of the campaign. And the gentleman I've worked with over there, his name is Ezra Setti. He's based in Las Vegas. They have never, ever, ever lived up to any of their commitments thus far. They haven't paid for their advertising. They don't return phone calls. They don't respond to emails. We have no way of giving away Shaker Pro bottles. We have no way of getting paid for our advertising. They launched into this campaign with us and then just basically fell off the face of the earth.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and the reason I'm going into this is because every time we say we're going to give something away on this show, we try to live up to it. There have been a couple of occasions. There's a gentleman named Lane in the UK, and we shipped him some books that Brooks Kubik had signed, and they never arrived, and I do have to ship them again. I mean, I do know about that.
Oh, they didn't get there?
No. So, And actually, Brooks and I are going to be talking next week, and he's going to just ship them directly. He's going to just sign them and ship them directly. I had to track it down and first make sure the package wasn't lost somewhere and it could be rerouted. I didn't pay to have the package sent back if it was undeliverable. So it went into, I don't know where, oblivion, I guess. So that's it. But we are going to get Lane his two books that he won for a contest on the show. But anyway, everything else, we try to make sure that the sponsors live up to their commitments. When they say they're going to give something away, a free sample, we expect them to give it away. That has not been the case with For Sport Life and Shaker Pro. I don't know what else to say. We've tried. We've reached out to them. We've asked. I've called Ezra Setti numerous times, sent him emails numerous times, and even an email of closure saying that, the campaign is on hold. We can't get you to follow through with any of your commitments. You're not paying your advertising bills. So we're just pretty much going to pull the plug on it. Now, I am going to look for another company. I'm going to reach out to a company. I believe they're called Morph, and they have the blender bottle. We do have close to 3,000 names of people who have entered the Shaker Pro a contest to win a free Shaker Pro bottle. And we are going to try to fulfill getting those people who have entered a real drawing. And I'm going to reach out to Morph, who makes the blender bottle, and see if they'll step up to the plate and at least fulfill the commitment of giving away the Shaker Pro the Shaker bottles for our audience. So I'm working on that. and hopefully we'll have something. I'm sorry. There's nothing else I can do. If they are not going to stand up and do what they've promised to do, there's nothing I can do to force them to. I've tried. So I'll let you know as things progress. Those of you who entered, we will not just let this go away. We will find a company to fulfill on the commitment for the drawing. That's it.
Okay, so on a lighter note.
On a lighter note. Yes. What, my gym story?
Yes.
You know, a listener came into Louisville a couple weeks ago and trained with me, and he has to remain anonymous because he works for a company that's actually affiliated with the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. He's an avid listener of the show, so we just refer to him as Mr. X. We agreed, he and I. So you know who I'm talking about, Mr. X. Mr. X and I trained recently, and we were deadlifting. And while we were deadlifting, Mr. X will recall that there were three guys bench pressing very, very close to where we were deadlifting. And one of the guys was just doing reps, mad reps with 405. Now, a friend of mine, Mark, who is a powerlifter, said, oh, well, that's Jimmy Maddox. He used to be like one of the fastest running backs. He was like NFL bound, and then he blew out his back.
Uh-huh.
And that was it for him.
Right.
And guy is amazingly strong. I mean, just looks like a version of the Hulk. He really does. Well, the other day I was in the gym training legs, and he came up to me, and he said, I was watching you deadlift with those guys the other day, and he says, I want to start deadlifting again. I was wondering if you'd mind coming into the gym and deadlifting with me. And I was really flattered. And as it turns out, that's how he blew out his back. Deadlifting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said that he was watching me guide Mr. X and work with Mr. X. And there was another guy who came over with Mr. X and I who tried to pull the bar. And I told him, put the bar down because he was definitely going to hurt his back the way, you know, with the lack of form. So I was kind of flattered because this guy, Jimmy Maddox, is like mad strong. I mean, Mr. X, I wish you could post under your own name on Facebook, but Mr. X will remember we looked over at this guy and he was doing inclines for reps with 315. He was doing flat bench presses. He must have been doing 10, 12 reps with 405, like it was nothing. So I'm very flattered that he wants me to come in and deadlift with him. So next Wednesday, we're going to get together and deadlift together. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, Alisa, back to more important topics. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I erroneously posted on Facebook that it was Cancer Awareness. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right.
Are the organizations that are coming out and promoting breast cancer or breast cancer awareness, do they have it right?
We can be the judge of that. I did want to say that according to the American Cancer Society, each year more than 230,000 women are diagnosed with invasive breast cancer.
Right.
And about one out of every eight women, breast cancer is the most common cancer.
Wow, that is shocking. Now, is there any mention of that or in your brief research, and I know you didn't do a whole lot of research into this particular thing, but is there any evidence that women develop breast cancer at a certain age more rapidly than at other ages?
They're saying like at postmenopausal.
Yeah.
Women aren't supposed to be, according to this Susan G. Komen Foundation,
right.
Women should not use hormones postmenopausal because it causes breast cancer.
And that is nonsense. I'm sorry. The Susan G. Komen organization is a great organization working hard to raise the awareness of breast cancer, but that is nonsense. And you don't have to be a doctor, a scientist, or anybody else to figure that out.
Right.
The relationship between hormones and cancer are corollary, not causative. Because if estradiol caused cancer, mm-hmm. breast cancer, then every young girl from the age of 15 to 21 would have breast cancer at some point in time within that, because that's when their estradiol levels are off the chart.
It says studies have shown postmenopausal women have higher levels of the estrogen, estradiol, in their bloodstream, which has been linked to the risk of breast cancer.
Now, the women who have the highest levels of estradiol postmenopausal are the women who have the most body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanna commend Dr. Farshid Gilak, who was on my show just yesterday.
Right.
While they're working on arthritis, he is discovering some novel information about the consumption of pro-inflammatory fats and whole body inflammation. Breast cancer is absolutely related to an inflammatory response in the body. I don't care who says anything different.
Okay, so on their website, they give some tips on how to prevent and what you should do to prevent breast cancer. And on their nutritional portion, they say to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, strive for at least five servings per day, eat whole grains and cereals whenever possible, eat fewer high-fat foods and sweets, take a multivitamin with folate, and get plenty of calcium, at least 1,000 milligrams a day.
Right. And you know, several things I agree with them there, except the guidance they're getting about nutrition is skewed. They are telling women to eat lots of grains and cereals, and these are not only going to cause these women to become more obese, but also are pro-inflammatory.
Exactly. Yep.
So Susan G. Komen organization, you need to, in order to truly protect the women that you are representing, you need to step away from the orthodoxy that is convincing you that that is the right way to eat. There's no doubt in my mind. And I know that they probably said something about the negative effects of animal protein, animal fats, right?
Well, it says here, can a healthy diet and this is under their frequently asked questions.
Right.
Can a healthy diet prevent breast cancer? And the answer is, a nutritious, low-fat diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables can help reduce the risk of developing breast cancer. A high-fat diet increases the risk because fat triggers estrogen production that can fuel tumor growth.
Now, I have to say that probably the way they must look at these answers is this. In today's climate, is it realistic that people eat grass-fed beef? Probably not. Most people are not going to be able to get grass-fed beef. So they're probably looking at it like, okay, look, the short answer is abandon fat, because the fat that people have access to is definitely pro-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they have to be politically correct in how they answer that question right now. The proper answer would be to avoid pro-inflammatory fats that are generally found in the majority of edible oils and animal fats in conventionally raised animals. Strive for animals that have a natural diet, like grass-fed beef and free-range chickens and so on and so forth, because these have a higher amount of anti-inflammatory fats. They really need to speak about inflammation and hit it head on. I mean, telling people not to eat fat isn't the answer. Telling people which fat. And Dr. Gilak's group, as a result of this last study, is they're now doing a study where they're looking at the different types of fats. They're looking at the omega-3s versus the omega-6s as opposed to just fats in general. And I know what they're going to find. They're going to find out that the people with the high omega-3 intake, it predicted it, are going to have less inflammation and less arthritis. And less inflammation means less disease, period.
Right.
So, but you know, I guess Susan G. Komen organization is doing what they can do to get the word out there. But the word needs to be a little more specific, in my opinion. People need to be told a little bit more of the specifics.
And they are saying that exercise pumps up the immune system and lowers estrogen levels. With as little as 4 hours of exercise per week, a woman can begin to lower her risk of breast cancer.
You know, estradiol has been shown to have an anti-inflammatory effect.
Mm-hmm.
Because of its activation of a receptor that every cell has, which is fibroblast activation factor. So I don't think estradiol is the culprit. Estradiol may fuel the process, but it's not the culprit.
Well, I also went to the FDA website just to look at the differences of what they're saying in bioidentical hormone replacement and just conventional hormone replacement. And they're just really talking bad about the bioidenticals.
Yes, of course. And that is because their clients, the pharmaceutical industry, is opposed to the bioidenticals because they don't sell them. They make no money off of them. So of course the FDA is going to come out and speak on behalf of their clients.
Right.
So it's a sad situation.
It says that the fact about the hormones, they're calling it the menopausal hormone therapy, which is with
hormone replacement therapy.
The Premarin and those.
Yeah.
They're saying, like all medicines, hormone therapy has risks and benefits. Hormone therapy may increase their chance of getting these conditions. However, there are no convincing data that there is less risk of developing a blood clot, heart attack, breast cancer, gallbladder, and it goes through all the different ones. But isn't there evidence that's been shown?
Yes. When you take Premarin and Prempro and these methylated versions of horse estrogens, first of all, when you take these methylated versions, which are designed to survive first pass liver degradation, the thrombotic effect is dramatically greater than taking just a hormone by itself. And that's because the delivery system disrupts the landscape of the liver. It totally challenges the enzyme levels of the liver. And as a result of that, the liver responds and you have an increase in the things that cause blood clotting. This is well known because the same is true of birth control pills that are hormonally based. And the same is true of taking even a corticosteroid that is methylated.
So in your opinion, then, if someone's taking birth control pills, that could put them at a higher risk.
Absolutely. And it's one of the risks cited. Breast cancer, cervical cancer, blood clots. They even say in people who smoke, it's even greater. Of course it is.
On one of the websites I was reading this morning, it said that birth control pills were not. I have to find which one it was.
No, there are different types of birth control pills. The ones that are hormonal, they generally are the hormones are generally methylated to survive the first pass of the liver. There are tricyclics. There are birth control pills that are basically antibiotic in nature as well. So like the tricyclics are in the tetracycline family. Those don't have to be methylated. So those are not going to increase the risk of blood clotting and breast cancer and so on.
Okay.
Because they're not challenging the liver.
Right.
They can make it through the first pass. They're absorbed easily. Hormones are not absorbed easily because the liver has receptors that are specifically tasked with getting those hormones out of the bloodstream. So when they hit the liver, the liver goes, "Oh, I got to get rid of you." So they have to alter the molecule so the liver can't dispose of it. And that is what causes the increase in thrombotic index.
I see.
So anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway, but it is still Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And if you want to really take the message seriously, women should be reducing their whole body inflammatory response by avoiding grains, avoiding corn, avoiding soy, eating more healthy fats from naturally raised animals, and absolutely exercising, getting proper sleep, use a little bit of melatonin because it's a very, very powerful antioxidant that has been shown to ward off even colorectal cancer. There's a lot of things women can do to reduce whole body inflammation, adequate amounts of omega-3s, some ginger extract. I mean, these are things that women can do to reduce whole body inflammation and not just protect their breasts from cancer, but for the rest of their body as well.
So you say ginger extract. How about like the ginger ale that I make?
Yes, because you're using real organic ginger.
Right.
Yeah. We actually have gone really, really far over the first break already. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. What are we going to talk about when we come back, Lisa?
Oh, we're going to talk about, since we're talking about women, does coffee make women happier?
Yes, let's find out. Does coffee make women happier? That's a good one. I bet Starbucks will say yeah. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Now, before we get into what we were going to talk about, something else popped into our scope here.
Right. Well, you had gone to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration website this morning.
No, not the website. I went to their Facebook
page.
Because this morning you told me that the FDA has a Facebook page.
Right.
So right before the show went on the air, I posted on their Facebook page, why is the FDA coming out against Dr. Oz's assertion about arsenic and apple juice when the companies he cited should be coming out against him? Why is the FDA taking a stance and protecting the companies they provide oversight to? This is very inappropriate. Now I've added deleted again. They deleted it.
Well, and then Mr. X said he was listening live.
Right.
And he told us to go there because people were bashing the FDA. And so we went back to the web, to their Facebook page.
And my comment was
gone. Comment had already been deleted.
Right. So I have now copied and pasted it again. And what I need people to do is go to Facebook, find the FDA's website. It says U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Hurry up and start commenting on my comment so they can't just delete it that easily.
Right.
Let them see that people are seeing it. I just commented on it. Now let's see if they delete it again. Anyway, okay, so let's get back on the topic, and we'll continue to watch the FDA's Facebook page here. They obviously have somebody who just does nothing else. That's their whole job, is to manage their social presence.
Their social media.
Yeah, social presence.
Okay, so did you know about 1 in 5 U.S. women will be diagnosed with depression in her lifetime?
Yeah, that's sad.
Isn't that sad?
It's gone already. It's gone already.
No way.
I'm sorry. It's gone already. Yes. Yeah, I'm pasting it again. I'm going to post it again. Yeah, I'm copying and pasting it again.
It's gone? That was like just a few minutes.
Yeah, not even a minute. Here. Why? I just keep copying and pasting and reposting it, and they just keep on deleting it.
Oh, that's...
This is fun. Well, I'm going to do it through the whole show.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry, depression.
Okay. Anyway, 1 in every 5 women will be diagnosed with depression in her lifetime. Okay. So now you're going to keep watching Facebook.
No, I won't. I'll turn away. Okay.
So put your attention to this story,
yes,
please.
How can I not? I just have to look at your pretty face.
Mr. ADHD.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so the study is from Harvard researchers that say drinking caffeinated coffee may help women fight depression. What do you think about that?
Well, I do. I do think it can, and I'll tell you why. Caffeine increases dopamine. Just the same way that nicotine does. Chances are they would probably find out that smoking cigarettes helps to reduce depression as well.
It said the findings applied only to coffee, which has higher levels of caffeine than teas, soft drinks, or chocolate.
But and that's why, because you're talking about taking a 200 milligram dose of caffeine as opposed to an 18 or 20 milligram dose.
Women who consumed 4 more cups of caffeinated coffee a day. Did I say that?
No, that's okay. High. That's 4 more cups. And who knows, are they talking about a real 4-ounce cup or 8-ounce cup, or are they talking about one of these barrels of coffee from
Starbucks
or something. Yeah.
And doesn't Starbucks coffee has so much more caffeine than other places?
And you know what? And that is why people become addicted to caffeine, because it elevates your mood.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I took caffeine anhydrous when I was powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take 250 milligrams 3 times a day. And I was the happiest little bugger in the world.
Could you sleep at night?
Well, yeah, because then I would take like 15 milligrams of melatonin. So.
Okay. Well, it says that the women who drank 4 more cups of caffeinated coffee a day had 20% decreased risk of developing depression over a 10-year period.
Yeah, I believe it. I do believe it. Obviously, if the tea industry was smart, they would come out with a version, like a high caffeine tea that has like 200 milligrams of caffeine per cup, and then they could make the same claim after doing a brief study.
Right.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, that's interesting. I think Dr. Rouse sent us that. Thank you, Dr. Rouse.
Yeah.
So is it still up? Is your comment still there?
Oh, I haven't checked now. You told me. I got away from it. Hold on. Let's see here. I guess I have to go. Go ahead. Keep doing your thing.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about, have you ever heard of a pawpaw fruit?
It's gone.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. It's so funny. It's funny. I'm going to keep playing with them and just keep posting it. A pawpaw fruit, actually, I have heard of one only because I was with you one day at a farmer's market where a guy was telling us to try one.
Right. And what did he say about it?
He said, it's the most delicious fruit that you'll ever eat, and it grows wild here in Kentucky. And I said, really? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I don't know why. It's not like I was opposed to trying it. I think I got distracted and walked away. So tell me about the pawpaw fruit.
Well, the pawpaw fruit is a large edible berry with numerous seeds. It's green when unripe, maturing to yellow or brown. It has a flavor somewhat similar to a banana and a mango. And it has more protein than most fruits.
Yeah, and he did say that. Remember that?
He said it had
more protein than, and it has almost as much potassium as a banana.
Right.
It had more vitamin C than something else that he pointed at.
Well, it's rich in both vitamin A and vitamin C. It tonifies the stomach and acts as a digestive aid. It contains the enzyme
Papain. And in fact, it's actually known as mountain papaya.
Mountain papaya.
And mm-hmm. you know how in Kentucky, they instead of saying grandpa, they say papaw.
Or pawpaw,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or some people say pawpaw.
Right, pawpaw. So I think when they heard papaya, they just shortened it to pawpaw and left the ya off entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, it was originally known as the fruit of the a tropical fruit of the New World. And if you remember, in one of the episodes of The Tudors, and was it Elizabeth or The Tudors, where somebody, Sir Francis Raleigh. What was his name? Raleigh. Sir Francis Raleigh?
Sir, yeah.
He was the one who explored the New World. Mm-hmm. And remember, he brought that fruit back and he said, this is a tropical fruit from the New World. It was probably pawpaw.
Right.
It was probably mountain papaya.
Well, I did read that it was a favorite of Thomas Jefferson's, George Washington, and that Lewis and Clark survived on pawpaw fruit when their food ran out.
Across the country,
they
yeah.
survived on pawpaw and nuts.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. pretty cool. Did not know that. So will you try a pawpaw soon?
You know, I might. It grows wild here in Kentucky.
Yeah, we have to look for some. Check them out. And it's available all throughout North America, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the eastern U.S. portion.
That's where it grows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Get a pawpaw today and eat your pawpaw. Eat your pawpaw. Your mama will be very jealous.
Okay. So Dr. Rouse did send this to me from, it's a comparison shopping from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it shows food for four from McDonald's.
Right.
Which includes two Big Macs, one cheeseburger, a six chicken McNuggets, two medium fries, two medium Cokes, and two small Cokes. And the total dollar amount of that meal was $27.89.
But I thought it's so inexpensive to eat fast food, and that's the big allure.
Well, according to this, chicken, potatoes, and salad for four, there's also milk on here and some bread, is $13.78.
Wow.
It's also given the nutritional differences, like that is 934 total calories, and the McDonald's was 900 calories.
Yeah. And it's all the wrong calories.
It's all the wrong calories.
Talking about pro-inflammatory fats, fake meat.
23 grams of protein for the McDonald's, 67 grams for the chicken and the potato and salad for four. But my point in bringing this up is because people are saying it's cheaper to eat at fast food restaurants,
right.
And it's really not.
It's really not.
And
it's
really there's not. A vegetarian meal here with pinto beans and rice for four. It was only $9.26.
Yeah, and while maybe that's not your thing, there are whole nations that have survived on rice and beans, let's face it.
Right.
I mean, that's a real staple. We need to take another commercial break pretty soon. Do you want to take it now or do you want to finish up
sure,
on
that's
this
fine.
Discussion? Okay. All right. What will we talk about when we come back, Elisa Profumo?
Well, what would you like to talk about?
Elisa's in charge today because my laptop stopped working last night. So I'm taking all of my direction from her, and I really like it. I got to tell you the truth.
I want to talk about organic strawberries.
Yes, yes. The dirty little secret about organic strawberries.
Yes.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Kicking your trend all over the place. Singing me.
Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, I may have egg on my face.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
Mr. X just emailed me and said that I should go back to the FDA website and check again because it looks like they haven't deleted my posts. And I guess I have to, he said, go back to their website and click something about new comments. I got to know. I got to check it out because I don't want to keep reposting. He says otherwise I'm going to get blocked.
Yeah, maybe you should wait till after the show.
Yeah, you got to click everyone most recent posts. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so.
Go ahead. Let's get started.
Are you going to pay attention?
Yes, I am. I am just deleting some of my posts while I'm doing it. Okay, I'm paying attention. There we go.
All right, so strawberries. Do you like strawberries?
I love strawberries. You know that. They're one of the few fruits that I eat a lot of because I think that they're very, very low in sugar.
Well, berries, including blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries, present a unique challenge to growers of organic crops.
Right.
They all go through at least one rotation as non-fruiting nursery plants, and during that stage are fumigated with chemicals including methyl bromide.
So, in other words, they are considered organic, but they're not started out as organic.
Right. They have to go through the
sprouting phase,
and right. Then they're shipped in that process. After they've sprouted, they ship them to the organic farms. And when they're at the nursery being sprouted, they're sprayed with the methyl bromide.
Why is it that they can't just grow them from scratch, these different farmers and so on and so forth?
I don't know. It says here that California pumps out millions of berries, of strawberries, shipping them across the country and internationally, and that it also is the world's strawberry, has most of the strawberry nursery plants there in California, and there's not one single organic nursery in California.
So let me get this straight. A strawberry plant is started
In a nursery
where it is sprayed with pesticides.
Yes.
Then sold to an organic farmer who plants it in his farm, mm-hmm. and then grows the strawberries and sells them as organic.
National regulations require that organic produce be grown for 3 years without synthetic pesticides. The strawberries grown in California are grown for over a five-year period.
But wait a minute. They
for grow over a five-year cycle.
But don't they give fruit every year?
I think so.
So they give fruit the first year after they're replanted, and the second year and third year and fourth year.
But they're started out as a nursery plant, and that's where they're sprayed with the fumicide.
That's my point. In other words, they're not organic the first year, second year, and third year because they were less than 3 years without pesticides.
Before they begin bearing fruit, virtually all plants, whether they go on to produce conventional or organic berries, are treated with fumigants and other synthetic pesticides.
Wow, that is shocking. How come why doesn't somebody start an organic nursery?
The National Organic Program is in the process of reviewing its standards for seeds and planting stock. The standards have not been updated since it was created in 2002.
That's shocking. So what do we do? Stay away? Wait a minute. If we're buying from our local farmer, I wonder if he starts out with plants as well.
I'm sure he starts out with his own. Officials in the program say that an updated version of the standards will clarify that using organic planting stock is mandatory. However, there's a farmer out in California that was an organic grower, nursery grower.
Oh, he was an organic nursery.
He was put out of business because he says that the reality is that a lot of the organic growers want nothing to do with organic plants because they may come to the farm
contaminated
already.
And so they rather start out with a plant that was sprouted with pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know that they're not getting a pest-free plant, but not pesticide-free plant.
Right. Right.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I know. So while we're on the subject of fruits, do you want to talk about the cantaloupe outbreak?
Yes. They have Listerine.
No, it's Listeria.
Oh, excuse me.
And do you know what Listeria is?
It is a bacteria. Mm-hmm. Listeria bacteria.
How can cantaloupe get Listeria?
Well, I don't know what Listeria is, but I suspect it's something similar to coli. You know, I would imagine that they're being contaminated either with the water that they're being irrigated with or the handling of them.
Or could it be in the soil?
Well, I'm sure there's lots of things in the soil. I don't know if Listeria would live in the soil, but I'm sure there's lots of things in the soil. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I really don't know how spinach had E. coli on it. A lot of people said it's because that farm had animals, and the animal waste was going into the ground and getting absorbed by the soil. So I guess Listeria could be done that way as well. Yeah.
Well, according to the FDA, the whole cantaloupes in question were shipped between July 29th and September 10th and distributed to Tennessee, Kansas, Illinois, Texas, Colorado. Kentucky is not on the list. Arizona, New York, New Jersey, several states. And the cantaloupes have green and white stickers that read Product of USA, Colorado Fresh, Rocky Ford, cantaloupe, or a gray and yellow sticker that reads Jensen Farms Sweet Rocky Fords.
You know, I think Listeria takes a while before the symptoms show up.
I've read that.
So, but you know what? If you're buying from your local farmer, you don't have this problem.
Exactly.
Now, how many states did they ship these cantaloupes into? Like 20?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a perfect example of why we should stay the heck away from factory farming.
Right.
So, I mean, if this happened with Jay, our farmer, mm-hmm. a small handful of families would get sick. Mm-hmm. But not 20 states.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous. We have to do everything we can to revive the family farm model because it's the only – it's the only, and I hope the FDA is listening, it's the only way to ensure food safety, the only way to ensure food safety. Because decentralization ensures food safety. It ensures the stability of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it.
Okay. So, let's go move on to vaccines.
Ah, my favorite subject.
Subject that's really debated hotly right now.
In order for us to get back on the clock, we take one quick break?
Okay.
If we could take a break now, we'll actually be back on our normal schedule. Let's do that.
Okay.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Suprema Radio. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to a less ADD Superhuman Radio. I'm not looking at Facebook anymore during the show.
Yeah, right.
I am not. I'm not. I'm actually just looking at the listener stats, and that's it.
Okay, so this article comes from the Natural News. It was also given to me by Dr. Peter Rouse.
Okay. You know, we should just have Peter on the Friday show, huh? And we can let him talk about the stories, and we can just comment on them.
Good idea.
Yeah.
The CDC is now calling U.S. households and demanding child immunization records as part of a vaccine surveillance and tracking program.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So next time the phone rings and you think it's a telemarketer trying to change your long-distance service, don't ignore that call because it could be the Center for Disease Control.
Well, actually, in this article, toward the end of the article, they are saying just don't answer your phone.
Yeah.
In, I guess if you have caller ID, you can see if it's them calling.
Does it say CDC, you think?
Well, it's the call is coming from the University of Chicago. They will be called by NORC, N-O-R-C, at the University of Chicago.
Okay.
And, okay, so
what are they asking for?
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, which has been comprehensively exposed as vaccine propaganda organization promoting the interest of drug companies, is now engaged. Okay, So I already told you that.
Yeah, right. That's okay. That's okay.
As part of what it deems a national immunization survey, the CDC is sending letters to U.S. households alerting them that they would be called by NORC and that you should have your child's immunization records handy when answering your questions.
What about HIPAA? What about the Health Information Protection Act that is being enforced in the United States to protect people's medical records?
They're also going to be sending a letter. This NIS vaccine compliance program is revealed in a letter being sent to U.S. households, and that letter is coming from the National Center for Health Statistics at the CDC. So basically, they're just saying that they're doing this as a tracking program.
Right. And this is something that the United States is famous for, the government here, collecting lists of things. They're big on making lists. Lists of people who buy guns and lists of people who have medical marijuana cards won't be able to buy guns. They're good at listing things.
Right. Well, the CDC, you may recall, was instrumental in pushing the false swine flu pandemic scare and encouraging governments to order billions of dollars worth of vaccines from drug companies. Well, did you know that... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you know that the former head of the CDC, her name is Dr. Julie Gerberding, she went on to accept a lucrative job as the president of Merck's Global Vaccine Division.
Oh, my goodness. Go figure.
And one of the CDC's top researchers who worked under Gerberding, his name was Dr. Paul Thorsen, was indicted by a grand jury for allegedly stealing grant money and using it to buy luxury cars and motorcycles.
So what you're saying is that these people at the CDC are dishonest?
I guess. Well, anyway, back to the vaccine compliance tracker. The phone number is going to be chosen randomly by computers. And then the CDC will use information to generate a map of vaccine compliance. It's no doubt to later target low compliance areas with increased vaccination propaganda or even court-ordered immunization mandates like the one witnessed in Maryland. And then they have a website that you can go to see the case in Maryland.
You know, it's not just the CDC. The World Health Organization was working with the CDC to promote to other countries the importance of buying the H1N1 vaccine. So it's just amazing to me the collusion that goes on. Mm-hmm. But it's none of their business who's being vaccinated. It's none of their business. I mean, what else do they want to know?
What happened to our privacy? I mean, do we not have any privacy?
Not only do we have privacy, but we have even stricter privacy as it relates to our medical records. It's called HIPAA, the Health Information Protection Act.
It says that people are going to be interrogated over the phone. I mean, is that not a like breaking the law?
I say none of your business. They call you to say none of your business. I'm not discussing that with you. You know, the jury is still out on the efficacy versus risk of vaccines. So pushing people to be vaccinated is not a good thing.
They're going to also be asked for permission to contact the child's health care providers.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. And they have to do that because doctors will stick to the HIPAA Act. They will not reveal their patients' information for fear of going to jail.
It's also going to be used to target teens and to push for increased vaccination rates with teens.
Yeah, vaccines are big business nowadays. Big business. Billions and billions of dollars.
Well, I was reading something on Natural News this morning, and they were Mike Adams, I think is his name, was talking about
The
Health Ranger was talking about the flu vaccine.
Right.
And how it doesn't make sense that you have to have it every year, because if you get the flu, your body builds up the antibodies.
Right.
And therefore, next year, if it's the same
variant, right, exactly.
Yes, then you shouldn't get it.
Right.
Just like
why do you need it?
Exactly. Just like the smallpox. If you had smallpox and your body automatically built up the antibodies, so
right.
you didn't need to get a vaccine.
Right, right. And not only that, but if you got a flu vaccine last year, assuming that it's still the same flu that's coming around the year after, why do you need another flu vaccine?
Right.
But that
why
doesn't
is
make
that?
Sense.
And then why do people that get the flu vaccine
still get the flu?
Still get the flu. Does that make sense to you?
That shoots holes in the whole theory of how vaccines work.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. But again, it always comes down to follow the money. Big business. Vaccines are big, big business. Look, they have trained pharmacists now at Walgreens to give injections so that they can administer flu vaccines. Mm-hmm. $25 a pop. Boom. I mean, vaccines are big business. So, well, look, there's good people at the CDC and there's bad people at the CDC. And I'm sure there's good people at the FDA and bad people at the FDA. The problem is we need the good people to wrestle the bad people to the ground and kick them out. I mean, this girl Gerberding, you know, I mean, she shouldn't have been allowed to take that job. The CDC, the FDA, all these government agencies must pass some sort of regulation saying if you work for a government agency, you cannot go into the private sector in a job that allows you to take advantage of your public service position for at least 10 years. And you'll see how few people flock to becoming government workers.
While we're talking about vaccines, Nick Guggs posted an article on my Facebook about the death toll linked to Gardasil vaccine is on
really?
The rise. Yes.
Really?
And it is on the World Net Daily. And it says anaphylactic shock, foaming at the mouth, grand mal conversion, coma, and paralyzed are just a few of the startling descriptions included in a new federal report.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand is when you go to the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration website, they don't list any of these things.
Well, you know, maybe they don't want to scare anybody away from their clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Maybe that's what it is.
Well, there's supposedly 10 deaths just since September from the Gardasil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't the FDA kicking down the door of Merck and you know, the way they did with Rossum about milk? Going in there with guns drawn and DEA agents, FDA agents, and special investigators and you know, jackbooted thugs throwing them down and taking their records. And why doesn't the FDA do that? Oh, I know why. Because those companies pay you millions and millions of dollars. That's why. Ah, boy, there's so much wrong with this country. Do you know I heard that there's a new Gallup poll that indicated that 81% of Americans are disgusted with the performance of this government? I'd like to know who the 19% are. They've got to be government workers. I mean, it's shocking what's going on. Why is the FDA making money from the companies it provides oversight to should be the first question that Congress should be asking. How can you have an honest FDA if the companies they provide oversight also provide their pay? This is no-brainer, man. Come on. Or is it that Congress just doesn't care because you're all looking to fleece the country? Everybody's nervous that the country's going down the tubes. And so this is nothing different than the looting that took place during Katrina. But now it's a different kind of looting. It's politicians looting the United States. And they don't take TVs and beer. They're taking pension funds and $527 million loans from the government and filing bankruptcy. You know, this is nonsense what's going on here. Sorry. I guess I'll go back and look at Facebook.
No, don't do that.
Okay. We have to take another commercial break.
Again?
Yeah, we're on the 59 mark. Yeah. I know, it goes fast.
It does go fast.
But we have a lot more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We've got a lot more to talk about, a lot of interesting stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I had to take a Supress. So now my cough is gone, but my tongue is numb.
Oh, great. Lively show today, Carl.
Yes, I know.
Okay, it wouldn't be Casual Friday if we didn't talk about Monsanto.
Monsatan.
Okay, so India is accusing Monsanto of biopiracy.
Really? How so?
They are saying that they're stealing their indigenous plant. It's eggplant.
Mm-hmm. And it's a special type
brinjal,
of eggplant.
Brinjal,
okay.
And then trying to develop genetically modified version of the brinjal, which they are calling BT brinjal, and not giving any compensation back to the local people or the nation where the plant originally came from.
Well, I don't know about that one. I mean, that's done constantly. I mean, people, pharmaceutical companies go all over the place to find plant versions of drugs that they want to make and use those as molecular models to develop their drugs. And they don't give anything back to the countries that they find those species in. I mean,
so you think it's okay that they're doing
well,
this?
Well, no, I don't know that. You sound shocked. Look, I'm the first one to point out that Monsanto is a corrupt, spiritually bankrupt company that's only objective is to make money on the dead bodies of the people who consume their products.
But it's going to be GM. It's going to be genetically modified.
Yeah, but they GM'd corn. Did they give money to the United States for stealing corn and GM and genetically modifying it? Did they give who'd they pay for genetically modified alfalfa?
Well, it says Monsanto is stealing native crops and working on a GM variety in test fields, which is a clear violation of India's Biologic Diversity Act.
Test fields in India?
Yes.
Ah, okay, different story. Yeah. Well, India needs to kick them out. Why are you letting Monsanto
in? That's why they're trying to sue them.
Yeah, kick them out. You know, here in the United States, we have no choice because Monsanto has an incestuous relationship with the government and the FDA. So we have no choice but to let them run roughshod over this country. But India, kick them out. Kick Monsanto out. Have the Indian government say Monsanto must leave in 60 days. Close down your factories, pack your bags, take all of your Franken food and go back to the United States.
Well, there's an article on Institute of Science and Society that says that the BT brinjal is unfit for human consumption.
Well, okay, big deal. Everything Monsanto makes is unfit for human consumption. Everything. Everything from the pesticides that they make that kill people to the Frankenfood that destroy the linings of their stomachs and intestines.
There's another article that France finds Monsanto guilty of lying on Mercola.com. And so what I'm hoping is that, you know, France is after Monsanto. India, maybe if
everybody gets together, the United States will go, wow, we really look bad for covering up these robber barons here. Maybe it's time for us to, cause an expulsion.
Or at least take a look. If Monsanto's paying everybody off, obviously.
Oh, they've taken a look already. The government knows what Monsanto's doing. They know what Monsanto's doing. They're not ignorant about that. They're tolerant of them. That's the difference. But so France, what is France doing again?
France, highest U.S. court, has ruled that the U.S. Agrochemical giant Monsanto has not told the truth about the safety of its best-selling weed killer Roundup.
Now I tell you what can happen. That would be really good. If France wins this case, that could be a potential first domino for a series of class action lawsuits against Monsanto that could finally bury them. That's what could happen here.
Really?
Hell yeah. If the French government proves that Monsanto covered up information about Roundup, chances are they covered up the same information here in the United States and every other country.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a, hey, let's pile on Monsanto's dead carcass deal here. I'm all for it. Any way you get them out of business is a good way to get them out of business.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, but come on. Monsanto doesn't do anything good for the earth. I read an article not too long ago that said that that people are looking for, because of the propaganda that Monsanto publishes, that people actually think that GM, genetically modified foods, are necessary in this day and age. That
really?
We wouldn't be able to grow these foods any longer if it wasn't for Monsanto.
While we're talking about Monsanto, Carmela Cierzo posted it's from bestmeal.info. It's the top 10 facts about Monsanto.
Okay.
And while we know a lot of these, talks about them in detail.
Right.
So if you really want to learn more, you can go to that website and check it out.
What's the website again?
It is bestmeal.info.
Okay.
Bestmeal.info.
Okay.
And right here, the number one is no GMO labeling laws in the USA. But the European Union, Japan, China, Korea, Australia, I mean, all these companies require mandatory GMO labeling.
All these other countries.
Yes.
I know. It's amazing. Only the United States. But that is because our government has a vested interest in protecting Monsanto because they get a lot of money from them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. I've always said, in the United States, murder is completely legal and unpunishable if the government makes their cut of the money. Look at the tobacco industry. You only have to look at the tobacco industry. Government makes billions of dollars in taxes on tobacco, so they continue to let the tobacco companies kill people. The same is true of Monsanto. Monsanto is destroying people's health and killing people, and the government doesn't care because they get a lot of money from Monsanto.
Okay, do you remember the story we talked about the Indian farmer that committed suicide because
he set himself on fire, didn't he?
The BT cotton crop failed.
Right.
It says here under one of these categories on this website that we were just talking about, that an estimated 125,000 plus farmers have taken their own life as a result of the ruthless drive from Monsanto.
In India or in general?
It says as a ruthless drive to use India as a testing ground for genetically modified crops.
Sad. Very, very sad. Hey, you know what? Monsanto has a lot of bad karma. A lot of bad karma. And it's just a matter of time that the Hugh Grant, who runs the company, you know what? You know what's going to change things? If Hugh Grant's grandchild develops a disease that he knows deep in his heart and soul was linked to a Monsanto product, then maybe he'll change. But then maybe again not.
I can't believe that. 125,000 plus farmers took their own life in India.
Yeah, that's sad.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah, they feel like there's no way out, I guess. That's it. Their lives are destroyed, so they kill themselves.
That seems like an awfully large number.
Yeah. Where did you read that?
That's at that bestmill.com.
Oh, wow.
That bestmillinfo.com, and it's under the top 10 things about Monsanto.
That's very sad. Very, very sad.
It said Shankara, who was the guy that killed himself, became one of an estimated 125,000 plus farmers to take their own life.
125,000?
Yes. That's why I'm so shocked.
Oh, my God. I misunderstood. I thought you said 125, and I was shocked at that number.
No, 125,000 plus, it says.
That have killed themselves because of a Monsanto GMO farming debacle.
I'll read it again to you. So Shankara became one of an estimated 125,000 plus farmers to take their own life as a result of the ruthless drive to use India as a testing ground for GMO crops.
Wow. You know what? India really needs to sue Monsanto and take the company over and shut it down.
Well, they are suing them.
Oh, I hope they win. I really do. What else do we want to talk about, Elisa? There was something else about hormone replacement therapy.
We wanted to talk about the National Institute on Aging said that the truth is that no research has been shown that hormone replacement drug adds years to life or prevent age-related frailty.
But that's not true. It does. There is evidence, and that's a lie. See, this is one of the problems I have with this sort of stuff.
That's the National Institute on Aging.
Well, which is just another government agency, remember.
Okay.
You know, if I wanted to – that was cute. If I wanted to you just hit the bottle against your microphone when you were drinking
water. I was taking a drink of water. I guess I have ADHD as well.
Yeah. If I wanted to come out against an industry – let's say I wanted to come out and spread propaganda about skateboards, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would start an organization called the National Institute for the Promotion of Skateboarding. So people would think I was pro skateboarding. And then I would talk about how people are killed skateboarding and this, and then people would go, wait a minute. This is an organization that's supposed to be for skateboarding and they're talking bad about it. Skateboarding must really be bad. So the best way to spread negative propaganda is take a position as an organization that's supposed to be spreading positive propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
So the National Institutes on Aging isn't doing anything about helping aging. Let's face it. We know that testosterone therapy in men reverses their type 2 diabetes. How can they say that it doesn't stave off age-related disease? We know that estrogen and progesterone in women increases bone mineral uptake and staves off osteoporosis and osteopenia.
So
how can they say that?
I don't understand. Why is the medical community against these things then?
They're not. The National Institute on Health is, and the medical orthodoxy is, because
okay.
It's not in their agenda. It's not what they want to promote.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to reveal a theory that I have, that I've had for some time now. You've all heard me say that every organism on the planet has one duty, and that is to stay alive long enough to procreate and then to clear its carcass off the earth. You've heard me say that before, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I believe totally now that improving libido through testosterone therapy and managing other neuroendocrine hormones like dopamine and serotonin and so on can actually enhance longevity. If you think about it, we know that if you have a damaged muscle and there's nerve damage, we know that by
having someone move that limb in a way that it normally moves actually can cause collateral changes in the nervous system to re-sprout new neurons.
Right.
And then the so it's kind of like priming a pump, right? When you have a pump and you want to pump water, sometimes you pump a little, you throw a little water down the shaft and pump it, and that starts to bring water up. So sometimes you have to do something to prime the pump. I believe that increasing libido, and I'm not talking about a PDE5 inhibitor like Viagra, which will cure erectile dysfunction because it doesn't help libido, but enhancing libido actually signals the body that it still wants to procreate. And that, in turn, tells the body, hey, I'm not done here on Earth. I still have more babies to make. And that can actually enhance longevity. I believe this, and I'm doing research on it now.
Okay. So that takes me to a little article that I read in the newspaper, and the name of it was Why is Dad Less Testy?
Yeah.
And they're saying that as the testosterone...
When people have babies...
Their testosterone declines.
Right.
And so then that makes them more committed to the family.
Right.
Then when they have higher testosterone levels, they're going to be more committed to running around and meeting women, basically is what this article is saying.
Once again, giving testosterone a bad name. So in other words, when men have normal testosterone levels, they're unfaithful, basically is what they're saying.
Well, it says, a dad with lower testosterone is maybe a little more sensitive to cues from his child. And maybe he's a little less sensitive to cues from a woman he meets in a restaurant.
I don't buy that at all. Being monogamous and being faithful have nothing to do with testosterone levels, number one.
That was in the newspaper.
I know. Number two, there's plenty of evidence out there that men with the highest testosterone levels tend to be the most relaxed and the calmest, don't respond violently, don't have violent mood swings, contrary to what people will have you believe about anabolic steroids. So I don't buy that at all. Once again, this continues to promote the notion that testosterone is bad and responsible for all the bad things in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. We do know that men's testosterone levels drop after they have babies, but that supports my theory that our whole objective is to survive until we procreate and then get off the earth. Testosterone is one of the signaling hormones that tells the body that it still has a job to do here on earth. And once you do that job, it goes, hey, we're ready to clear out. Let's start signaling the decline of our lives, and testosterone starts to dip. This is why by elevating testosterone levels through testosterone therapies in general is something that can affect longevity, because the body thinks, I'm still virile. I still have oats to sow. I need to stay alive longer. So that validates my opinion that I just gave before you read that. In my opinion.
So does that mean I need to be worried when you go to a restaurant?
No. Monogamy.
I know, I'm
has
teasing.
Nothing. Yeah. I'm a monogamous person. I've never had a problem with fidelity and at any age.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with testosterone. That has to do with how you were raised.
Right.
You can have people who have low testosterone levels and high estrogen levels cheating on their wives constantly, probably even more so because they don't feel masculine any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy that. That's total BS. Total BS.
Right.
Okay. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Are we going to take any more breaks?
Yeah, we're going to take one more break. You want to take it now and then come back?
Yep.
What are we going to talk about when we come back, and then we'll wrap up the show?
Well, we need to talk about the article, Is Your Doctor on Big Pharma's Payroll?
Yes, I like that one. Or is your doctor smart? We should find an article that talks about whether your doctor is intelligent. How about that one? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with Casual Friday. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. 1-800-875-8585 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. This
machine, where did that come from?
We shall win.
Don Henley. I like this.
Okay. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Elisa's dancing in her seat. You like the song. Had a good beat.
I do. I just wanted to mention that we're going to be doing a follow-up to our gardening show next week.
Yes.
Fall and winter gardening. Brooks Kubik and I are going to be doing it. And you and Carl as well.
Well, I'll just be sitting in and listening, basically, is what I'll be doing. Okay, so what are we talking about, Elisa Profumo, as we come to near the end of the show?
Well, I just wanted to mention... And this is dailyfinance.com is where the article came from. Is your doctor on Big Pharma's payroll? I guess beginning in 2013, the doctors are going to be required to report every dime they pay out. Pharmaceutical companies are going to be required to report every dime they pay out to physicians in speaking fees, consulting, research, meals, and business travels to the federal government.
Where will we be able to see that data?
The database was created by ProPublica.
So it's not the FDA that's doing
this. A nonprofit journalism organization.
So it's not the FDA that's taking a stance and disseminating this information. I wonder how they're going to get the information from the pharmaceutical industry. How do we know that the pharmaceutical industry is really going to report? That's the question.
How do we know that they report the government? People lie on their taxes all the time,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So, no, and that's exactly my point. How do we know that these companies are really going to come forth and do what they're supposed to do? I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's interesting. I hope they can get it on.
Well, but it also says that they're not going to have to report it if it had, if they're taking a doctor and their staff to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and there's an educational program being presented,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to report that.
Of course, it's like a lunch and learn. They wouldn't have to report.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to do. I mean, come on. How many people in business say, you know, I want to go to New York for Christmas. Do we have any clients in New York? I'll take somebody to lunch while I'm there. Okay, so now it's a business trip. You know what I mean?
But people do that all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what so the pharmaceutical industry is going to go, okay, from now on, anything we do has to be formatted as educational. If we take a group of doctors to Hawaii, it's because we're going to introduce them to a new procedure. If we take a group of doctors to lunch, it's because we're going to be educating them about the side effects of a new drug. They're going to do everything. Everything's going to be educational. It's not going to change anything. We'll never know what the pharmaceutical industry is doing in the way of kickbacks to doctors. Never, ever, ever. So,
it says here that a cancer specialist and speaker for drug manufacturer Cephalon raked in $131,250,000 in 2000 alone.
Wow.
2009, I'm sorry.
Wow. I mean, that's over $100,000. Of course he's going to be complimentary of them and everything else that they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's nonsense. It's all baloney.
So did you have a few listener emails that you wanted to read?
Well, actually a couple Facebooks. Read yours first. You said Michael Mastronardi? Is that
Robert.
Robert Mastronardi. He wrote you a message about AgeForce. He's having a problem getting to the website or something?
Yes, but I have to get to it. Okay.
Okay, let me read. You want to read that
one? No, I have it. Have it here.
Go ahead.
He has a question about the beta-alanine and creatine patch.
Right.
He wanted to know how he gets the 7-day free trial. He has the coupon code, but when he clicks on the banner ads on the Superhuman Radio website, is it gone?
Yeah, it expired September 25th at midnight. It went for 1 week. It was a 7-day special free trial.
Oh, well, that was on September 24th when he wrote this.
Oh, well, it was still there on the 25th. There was a banner ad on the right-hand side. You know what? I will.
I hope he got it.
No. Email him back. Message him back and ask him if he got it. If not, I will ask Steve
to send it to
him. Yeah, since it's dated the 24th.
Okay, good.
Okay?
I feel better.
Secondly, John Parker. You know John Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
He was in Italy. He used to live in Sicily.
Yeah, and he sent you pictures of Sicily.
Uh-huh, and now he's in Utah.
He wrote on my Facebook today, AgeForce just emailed me a special for a month of melatonin patch for free. Ordered it right away because I just got the first month of the creatine beta-alanine patch and had two of my best workouts in months. We'll see if it holds more to follow. So he's having good experience with the beta-alanine creatine patch.
Good.
And so he went ahead and got the melatonin patches as well.
I like the melatonin patch.
Yeah, I like it too. You know, I still don't get why people are skeptical about AgeForce. We know that patches deliver nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else. So why can't they deliver these things as long as the molecular weights are within line? So, what else do we have to talk about, lovely and talented?
That's it.
Okay. So then we're going to end the show. You want to say anything to the listeners before we go by?
Thanks for listening. Oh, the only thing I want to say is since it's October, I guess in Germany it's the Oktoberfest. That's where the original Oktoberfest.
Right.
I was just looking at that online today and I thought, Dr. Andrew's been kind of quiet lately. I wonder if he's been at the Oktoberfest drinking beer.
Yeah, him and Lothar Trippke.
Yes.
So happy Oktoberfest to Dr. Andrew and Lothar Trippke and all of our listeners
in Germany.
Yes. There you go. And don't forget, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So please be aware of breasts. We'll see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.